USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. Will Uncle Sam go broke on Friday? Well, the word from the Senate floor today is probably not. Here's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The appropriators have agreed to a framework for an omnibus agreement that will fully fund the federal government in fiscal year 2023.
Schumer calls that a big step toward funding the government more than 2 months into the current fiscal year. Yesterday, though, Utah Republican Mike Lee told colleagues doing a big bill during a lame duck session is a bad idea.
We should never use the threat of a government shutdown to force through policy changes. It could never survive a vote on their own merits.
Lee wants a short-term funding bill, then take up the bigger measure in the new Congress. We await the latest news on interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Most experts expect one last hike this year, as much as half a percentage point. That would be the seventh interest rate hike this year. A mother and her young son are dead, victims of a tornado that touched down Tuesday south of Shreveport, Louisiana. Dozens were hurt in twisters all over the South. This as that massive winter storm continues to barge across the U.S. It was not foul play that killed sports writer Grant Wall at the World Cup in Qatar. Wall's wife, Dr. Celine Gounder, shared the cause of death today on CBS Mornings.
So he had an autopsy done here in New York by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office, and it showed that he had an aortic aneurysm.
That's a bubble in the wall of the aorta, the major vessel that feeds blood to the heart. Wall had angered Qatari authorities early during the World Cup when he wore a gay pride T-shirt to a game. As for the games, just three left. France and Morocco play the second semifinal match today. The winner faces Argentina in the final Sunday. The loser plays Croatia in the third-place match Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Tragedy east of New Orleans today as two police officers from the coastal town of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, were shot and killed early this morning. Police say the officers were shot answering a call at a motel. A woman there opened fire, then killed herself. It was 10 years ago today that Adam Lanza walked into Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and started shooting. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Lanza, who'd killed his mother before heading to the school, then killed himself. Politics never stops, or at least the people asking us about who we like in the next presidential election never stop.
Republican support for Donald Trump's presidential bid in 2024 has waned. 1,000 registered voters were polled last week by USA Today's Suffolk University, with 374 of them claiming to be Republican or independent-leaning Republican. The numbers show they want Trump's policies, but a different candidate. While 31% want the former president to run, 61% prefer some other Republican nominee who would continue the policies Trump pursued. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis shows an edge, 56% to Trump's 33%. I'm Lance Pry.
7 Twitter influencers are facing a long list of charges over an alleged $100 million stock manipulation scheme. The SEC says those charged used the messaging app Discord to promote some stocks and then sold positions as prices rose. This is USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.